As anti-China protests continue in Hong Kong, tensions are also rising on Australian university campuses. Yesterday, hundreds of students supporting the Freedom Cause in Hong Kong clashed with pro-Beijing students in a loud and sometimes violent protest at Queensland University. While mainland students are closely monitored and even directed by officials back home, there's also evidence of rising nationalism among students. David Sparks reports.
There were a few punches thrown at the University of Queensland yesterday, but for the most part it was two groups shouting and chanting at each other. Dr. Mark Harrison from the University of Tasmania says yesterday's protests are a worrying sign.
They express a new sort of field of politics on university campuses and in public institutions in our public life that has been brewing for a long time. So it's certainly not a surprise to me something that we should expect more of.
While yesterday's clash was over Hong Kong, Dr. Harrison points out there are a multitude of issues that will raise tensions among the Chinese diaspora in Australia and elsewhere, such as the plight of the Uyghur people in Xinjiang. But he suspects that on Australian soil, there'll be an even bigger source of tension in the future.
The big issue in the future will be the status of Taiwan. It's a very large Taiwanese community in Australia, much larger than the Hong Kong community. And that will be a real test of the nature of our political life.
When Chinese students protest in this way, to what extent do you think they're driven by what they sincerely believe? And to what extent do you think they're driven by people more powerful than them back home?
I think many of these students do sincerely believe this. They've grown up in a system that educates them in particular ways, and so they're genuinely committed. But there's also very active consulates and organizations that are communicating with student leaders. There are student organizations like the Chinese Students and Scholars Associations that are working actively to monitor and direct student interests and make sure that no one is straying too far.
Do you feel sympathy for Chinese students in Australia? And I say that because well, they're in a strange land. I'm sure most of them don't really want to get involved in this stuff.
I feel huge sympathy for them. Students have a very difficult time just sort of being and enjoying life on university campuses because of all of these forces around them.
One person who knows all about the pressures of being Chinese and living in a Western country is New York-based journalist Watson Meng. He's a vocal critic of the Communist Party. He says in recent years, Chinese students around the world have become more strident in their support for Beijing.
Overseas Chinese students, they are more like a nationalist, and it's very hard for you to discuss, if Taiwan will be independent or if Hong Kong, will be relatively independent. They feel a little bit offended.
It's dissident Chinese journalist Watson Meng, who's based in New York, and that report was by David Sparks.